on a daily basis, I mean, I have a number of different email addresses to deal with, and between Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and LinkedOut and LinkedUnder and all of these different social media forces and this and that, and I'm going to the bathroom and not going to the bathroom. It just gets to a point. What?
Apparently, I tweeted the fastest way to lose body fat twice on the 18th of January.
And that's another thing. And then you got to worry about being hacked and not being hacked. And you have these people on the outside that all they're doing is they're expounding their energies on the dark side, let alone...
I never thought of checking to see. I wanted to see if, because the password changed, if the tweets were going out. And, okay, so, all right, most of it looks okay, but those were there.
Energy-wise, how do you deal with social media? Here's the perfect scenario. Once upon a time, I was savvy on so many fronts with web design and this and that. And everything is changing so quickly, so dramatically, that it is improbable to do what I once did, which was, you know a great deal about a lot of...
Okay, so as you're talking about that, the thing that occurs to me primarily is what issues come up as a result of your involvement with social media, the overwhelm with email. You know, you've just talked about, I can't keep up. I can't keep up. What feelings does that generate in you?
Well, there's a level of frustration, a level of failure. There's a level of the anxiety aspect. One of the comments yesterday when Nancy, my wife, I had picked her up from work, and she said, as we always do, how was your day? And I said, well, I got nothing done. And I realized that's wrong. I just didn't get the amount done that I wanted. And a good part of it was because I was distracted by the social media and trying to figure out, okay, what do I need to do? What do I don't need to do? And things of that nature there. So there's this constant voice on all sides with social media. And I'm beginning to understand why companies hire people to handle certain aspects of their social media and to do that. The social media aspect is an energy drain. It's an energy draw. And the person, whether it's your company or whoever is doing this, is constantly focused on that aspect. I think it's an amazing thing.
The energy drain is very real. It's not just a psychological drain. It's real. But there's actually an energetic drain, and it has to do with the liver chi, the liver energy. And liver chi is one of the energies that gets off when we're stressed. It's because of the involvement of our eyes and the flashing of the screen. Not, you're not aware of the flashing of the screen.
Right, exactly.
There. So there is what I would call a more, let's say, mechanical part to it. But then there's the psychological, the emotional part. And just to take your example, when you're looking at, okay, what do I do? One is, you said I'm frustrated. What I would do is work with the frustration and emotional freedom technique, tapping. You tap away the frustration. That's not going to take you more than a couple of minutes generally.
Right.
Then that, I feel like a failure surfaces. And one of the things that I think is really key in working with moving to a happier, healthier place is to become aware of what our internally held self-image is. You know, we can be running around going, I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm really good at this, and look at this, I accomplished this. And we're in what's called the manic defense, and we're so aware of, I become my manic defense, rather than even knowing, I'm lying to myself, that I'm not allowing this deep sense of inadequacy to emerge so that I can deal with it. And that's the important thing. We bring up the uncomfortable feelings in order to be able to release it. So you get rid of the surface stuff, which in your case was frustration. Then, failure. Okay, so then you work with failure. And that really takes a discovery process to figure out what are the circumstances around that that then start to show you the way out. Because you're not a failure. You feel like one. You believe you are. There's some energetic representation inside. It's probably third chakra, because that's where we hold that stuff. So there's a weakening in the energetic flow in the third chakra around self-image. And guess where your power center is, where you embrace courage and personal will. So you were asking in another recording we did about, isn't it important to clear so that we can, you know, embrace strength and greater flow. And here's a prime example of that. If you've got this self-image rocking around in there that's weakening the chakra, then the good, strong stuff is going to be debilitated. And think about that progression we just did. You're complaining about social media, which a lot of people are doing these days, and we leave it at complaining about it rather than using it as a means for self-discovery that helps us get along into a better place where we can start to make choices. And some of those choices are, I'm not going to pop on there every right. 5 minutes. You know, someone likened it to opening the refrigerator. You know there's nothing in there, but you keep opening it hoping something will appear.
And I think the aspect of what you're talking about is not only relevant to social media, but it's relevant to life itself. There are so many different aspects. Everybody has their own aspect of social media that gives them that frustration that they're dealing with on a daily basis. A lot of it that I'm recognizing is the aspect of social media and how it's impacting.
Well, you know that I have a major technical handicap.
I'm sorry. You know, I didn't mean to laugh.
It is not the way my brain is constructed.
No.
And so I find I really don't like it when I can't figure out something. That was one of my triggers that I started to, okay, so I can stay stuck there with, I really hate it that I can't figure out how to do something.
Right.
And it isn't even that, because I don't mind asking for help and I don't mind being taught. I don't like it when I have a hard time not getting it. So for me, it became acceptance of my own limits. Sometimes when I talk about this with clients, I'll say, you know, I really know that I wouldn't make a good brain surgeon.
Yeah.
And I really know that I wouldn't make a good accountant.
Right.
But I really don't want to be either one of those things. So those things don't bother me. But there are things that I might want to do that are so challenging for me that I have to decide.
Sure.
Whether I'm going to continue to stress myself. And basically what I've decided is I'll learn what I can learn and get help with the rest.
Without a doubt.
So,
and you know what? One of the things that I've gotten to the point where I'm even figuring out the learning curve that takes place with whatever I'm supposed to be doing and factoring the learning curve in more now than I ever have before, because it gets to a point where if the learning curve is too much and the benefit, there's a positive and a negative of, is it worth going through that learning curve of 6 months to get a new software or to do this in order to get that benefit out of it? And sometimes I've said, you know what, it's not. Right now, I'm better off just staying with what I've got, and to alleviate that complete drain and that aggravation in order to, and making that conscious decision. Once upon a time, I would barrel through it, but now I'm, you know, going through and saying, okay, well, what do we want to do here?
Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, one of the questions that I have formed for myself is this the best use of my time?
Right, exactly.
Is this how I want to spend my time? And what is this adding to my life? Now, right. Obviously, those questions might not be appropriate for every situation that we're talking about. But as I'm also thinking about the question of how we manage these things, So I think it becomes a matter of having multiple approaches available to us as we take a look at the whole computer world.
Oh, sure.
Because it's not just social media, it's email and, you know, how much time you spend sitting in one position, all sorts of things that the computers have done to our lifestyle.
Right.
Another thing that I have found out is that because of how the computer screen, I call it blinking.
Well, do you know one of the things that you can do? You actually see it more if, for example, if you're watching TV and they show a screen in the background, you can see the flashes. But if you take your phone or a camera and focus it on a television or a computer screen, you'll actually see the jumping, the movement.
Okay, well, that does something to our brains, and it does something to upset the neural and hormonal circuitry that interferes with our sleep. That's something that I don't know that a lot of people are aware of. And the recommendation is that you don't sit and look at a computer screen for a couple hours before you go to sleep. And I know my kids are adults now, but they take their smartphones to bed and watch movies.
Yeah.
And, you know, talk about, you know.
Yeah.
And so you've got the EMFs, you've got the screen, you've got your attention, you've got whatever content is in the, you know, so I think that's a real...
We should do a, we could do a program just on going to bed and leaving the television on in the background, or the lights from the television.
Well, it's the lights, but it's just also what's on there.
Absolutely.
Because when you're sleeping, your conscious mind is quiet and your subconscious is open, fertile territory.
Absolutely.
For whatever messages are coming across that screen, and you deposit that into your psyche and then wonder why you're a grouch.
Yep. Well, we've run out of time. This is Tony Pace, and I hope you've enjoyed moments that we've had together. Please visit our website at www.livingenergyworks.com. Once again, my name is Tony Pace.
And I'm Karen Kelly. Take good care.